Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. It's a miracle I'm here with you today. Well, not really a miracle. We've had the last 15, 20 minutes what I consider a catastrophe. It's my computer and my printer don't want to communicate any longer, and my computer is about to die. So it keeps telling me, as if I couldn't tell, it keeps flashing up a blank page saying, Word is not responding. Outlook is not responding. And I go, really? Seriously? But we're going to get on with the show. I have several things. I want to pick your brain. Maybe that's it. Pick your brain. And you know, I like to quote the little phrase, what fools are we who cannot see the forest for the trees? Because my third grade teacher used to walk around the room and say that, and I had no clue what he was talking about. But can we? Can we see the forest? Or do we only see a tree here and there? If you knew that someone was deliberately deceiving you, would it make a difference to you? Would it make you angry? Would you be disappointed? You know, I've had friends and I've had family members who are smokers, or were smokers. And years ago, it was revealed that the cigarette companies actually put another drug into the cigarette, tobacco, to make, as if the nicotine wasn't addictive enough, to make it even more addictive. And I often thought, that would truly make me angry. And the diet drinks are the same way. The ingredient itself is addictive. Yet we willingly go down that road. I guess that's the same with alcohol and with drugs. But we willingly go down that road knowing that they're trapping you, deceiving you. So if you knew you were being lied to, if you knew you were being manipulated and deceived, would you be upset? And what would you do? Our nation has gone so far. And the media is so dirty. There is a plot against the people of the United States. When will we unite as a people and fight back for the truth, for Constitution, for freedom, for independence, for liberty, for family, for country, for God? When will we stand up and fight for those things that really matter? I heard about a group. It's a new group, and it's growing rapidly. Walk Away campaign. I saw this young man interviewed on Mark Levin. That's what I do on Sunday nights. That's about the only news I get on Sundays. Excuse me. Well, this young man is a liberal, always has been, he said, a Democrat, liberal. He just happens to be a gay man. So he says, he assumed, you know, that's what I am, so I have to be liberal, I have to be Democrat, because the Democrats have convinced me they're working for me. But he has a good friend, and if I understood him correctly in the interview, she's an older woman that just happened to be a neighbor or a friend or that worked with him at some time point, but they've been friends. And he was going off on the president at one time, and she says, what makes you think he's a racist? Well, because he said this. She goes, really? She says, have you ever watched that speech to see what he really said? Because, see, he was watching in CNN and mainstream media, and they were only giving him that one snippet. And it's over and over and over again where they say he said that all immigrants were rapists and murderers and drug addicts or drug dealers. But if you go back, and I happen to watch that rally, and you see what he said and hear what he said in take it into context. That's not what he said at all. So this young man took her challenge. She challenged him to go watch this. he said, I watched that. And and it wasn't what he said. And then I watched some other things, and that wasn't what they were telling me on CNN and mainstream media. And so he gets obsessed, he said, where he's going through and he's watching all these old videos and all these other things. He's watching Fox News for the first time, he said. And I'm not plugging Fox necessarily. But he said he used to go past, he'd just flip on past the YouTubes with Tucker Carlson with his little bow tie. He said they just couldn't stand the man. He said, now I love Tucker Carlson. He's one of my favorites. He found out that he was being deceived. He found out that he was being manipulated, that he was being lied to. He figured it out, that the mainstream media and the Democrat Party were lying to him and using him, and so he walked away. He says, as I listened to what they were doing, I no longer could be a part of it. Now, I listened to this young man tell of his time of awakening when he got woke. And I was proud of him, but I had sympathy for others that have not come to that realization yet. You know, it's easier to let other people think for you, to believe the news. But as good American citizens, we should not be believing what they say. Not even Fox News. Be skeptical. Be completely skeptical. Don't fall into it. I received an article that's from, it's from Newsmax, but it's, I got a frog this morning, you have to forgive me. But it's Patrick Buchanan, and it's just a tremendous article. He says, maybe the American century is really over. And it's a long article. It's even longer when you print it in great big print so you can see it. But it's a fairly long article. But Patrick Buchanan, you know, he's been in politics all his life. So some of the things he might say in here, you might go, well, that's just politics, and that's the warmongers, and these are the ones who did this. And they, well, yeah, it is. But he's making a point. He said, politics stops at the water's edge. Well, that was a tradition not so long ago, and it was observed by both parties, particularly when a president was abroad speaking for the nation. He said the tradition was enunciated by Senator Arthur Vandenberg of Michigan back in 1947, as many of the Republicans in the 80th Congress moved to back Truman's leadership in the Cold War against Stalin's empire. He says the tradition lasted until the mid-60s, when the left wing of the Democrat Party turned viscerally and even violently against the war in Vietnam and President Lyndon Johnson. Republican President Nixon, Reagan, and Bush won with the support of conservative Democrats, led America to a final victory in the Cold War. Yet, except for brief intervals, like the rallying around George H.W., after the triumphant Gulf War of 1991 and George W. Bush after 9/11, true national unity has never been restored. Now, he's getting ready to refer to what went on last week while President Trump was in Vietnam and what the current Congress did and what the current media did, how they were covering up, manipulating, trying to overstep the president's authority, as well as media coverage. It was a shame what they did. But did the American people see it that way? Maybe the American century is really over? You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, 877-895-5410, and we will be right back.
Thank you.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of 4 consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Well, this is an article by Patrick Buchanan, and basically what he's saying is the American century is over. We no longer respect one another as far as the parties are concerned. That's just not a thing anymore. We don't put America first. As in Congress, the Democrat Party, the Republican Party. He's not going to fuss at the Republican Party so much here in this article. But what they do by cutting a president down when he's overseas, and we've had presidents go overseas, and we've had others now recently, like Joe Biden, go overseas and put America down. So who are we today? Who are we as a country, as a nation, as a people? You know, I watch the news every night, night after night after night, except on the weekends, and then I try to take a break. But every night, one after the other, it's like watching Peyton Place. It's like watching a soap opera. It's just a bunch of people yelling and screaming and insulting one another, never trying to come to a solution for the problems. And that's what I hope is different here with CSC Talk Radio. I don't want to be like the others. I'm your neighbor. I'm the one, well, I don't hang out clothes anymore, but I used to hang my clothes out. It's too cold right now. My husband got tired of mowing around a clothesline. But you know what? We're better than what they say we are, that Congress, those politicians. We're not a racist country. Is there racism? Yeah. There's jerks in life. But we're not that way as a people, as a whole. You know, even the best of families have what they call the black sheep that doesn't behave himself, that's always getting in trouble. But we're still family. This is an article or thoughts from Michael Small. He sent me over the weekend. He says, do we really understand politics and politicians or the human mind and how it works? He's in Washington, D.C. today, and what is the truth? He said, these are facts. Liberals are no longer liberal. Democrats are no longer Democrats. Most all are communist, socialists, Muslims, and none care about our U.S. Constitution. And yet, you know, we as a people, this is me injecting this, we sit there and talk about our Constitution, and they don't even care. He says, why are they in our city councils, state and federal legislatures? Why are they serving as city mayor? He's talking about all the Muslims and not putting down Muslims as a religion, but they don't believe in a republic. They don't believe in a democracy. They don't believe in you being free and independent. How many so-called conservatives are just as bad, he said. Where are the constitutionalists? Where is our Constitution and why is it missing? Well, because they incorporated it, Mike. Where is the outrage of the people? What have we learned? Those of us who have lived a lifetime, and what is a lifetime? He says, I'm 72 years young with another 800 years to go. Well, good luck there, Mike. So I am still a child of life with much to learn. He goes on and he says, Washington, D.C. today is the same as the news media, with the exception of a few patriots and one man in the White House. It is a circus that is filled with some very scary clowns. Now, going back to the young man, I believe his last name was Struck. I think the first name was Brandon or Brian. I can't remember. I'm going to look them up. I'm going to look that organization up. But that was one thing he was saying. He hated the president because of all that he stood for, because of all what the liberals and the mainstream media and the Democrats told him he stood for, and many of the Republicans who are not standing with the president. You've got to stop and wonder why. Well, this young man, as I said earlier, I was very proud of him because he started digging in himself. Doing his own research, not taking somebody else's word for it. Well, Mike goes on, he says, I have to thank an old friend for bringing back memories and reminding me of reality in life. He says, as if we need reminders. Most say that when a politician promises the world for votes, he is untruthful. Yet these criminals serve for a lifetime. But who do they serve? Not the citizens who voted for them. That's not who they're serving. When a solid businessman promises change for the positive to change the direction of a nation, should we take him at his word? He says, follow along and let's see how many open-minded people or how open-minded we are. So who can be trusted in Washington, D.C.? And he says, thanks to James Yeakley for the reminder. And this man has rewritten the words of a song. If you remember, Where Have All the Flowers Gone? That's way back there. And this kind of brought memories back to me. Because if you followed my former boss, my mentor, Derry Brownfield, you know he put out a newsletter, a monthly newsletter called The Chronicle. And in that newsletter, I always wrote at least one article, and it was called Thoughts from Beth's Desk. And back in April of 2009, I rewrote the words to this same song. So these are just for thought. This is coming from James Yeakley, and it's being shared to you by Mike Small. Where have all conservatives gone? Long time passing. Where have all conservatives gone? Long time ago. Where have all conservatives gone? Morphed into Trumpazoids, but all but one. When will they ever learn? When will they ever learn? Where have all the Trumpazoids gone? Long time passing. Where have all the Trumpazoids gone? Long time ago. That's kind of hard to say. I wonder where that'd be if you put it to the melody. Where have all the Trumpazoids gone? Replaced the liberals one by one. When will they ever learn? When will they ever learn? Where have all the liberals gone? Long time passing. Where have all those liberals gone? Long time ago. Where have all the liberals gone? Off the deep end. Everyone. When will they ever learn? When will they ever learn? I'm a regular Pete Cigar, don't you know? And he says he thanks James, but as two and four conservatives and liberals, they picked all the flowers and did not tend to the garden, and so they failed to produce. Government, he has a question mark, and why? Why Donald Trump? He says, I am reminded of and from history, but also from Hollywood. And he mentions some of these movies here that he thinks you can learn from. Now, I know one movie, but I don't remember the other three, too. The Enemy Within, Siege, and Breach. Breach is the only one based on true story, he said. He said, Donald Trump is not the enemy within. Donald Trump is not the arrogant. Donald Trump is surely not the ignorant. But I remember the song, as we all who went to Vietnam, based on lies, treason, and the ignorance of a nation that was not a nation, that was not a union of nations, but was a corporation concealed by the enemy within. I hope you understood what he was saying there. He was a young man that went to war in Vietnam. These young men, they believe what their superiors in the government are telling them, that we have to go fight for freedom. Well, whose freedom were we fighting for? And what actually happened when we pulled out of that nation? The South Vietnamese were literally wiped out. They say never listen to an idiot because they will bring you down to their level where they all are experts. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. Is America no longer America? Are you woke? Can you see the trees or do you see the forest? 877-895-5410. We will be right back.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Sustainable development or sustainable freedom? We cannot have both. Henry Lamb, the founder and executive president of Freedom 21, put together a unique booklet explaining Agenda 21 and the true agenda behind it. Learn the new language and what it means to you and your community. Agenda 21 is a UN project for America and across the globe. Freedom as we know it will end when Agenda 21 is implemented to us and on this land we call free America. Control of land, rivers, food, roads, highways. Rewilding America. Agenda 21 rules and regulations will end private land ownership as well as private land use. Read and study this booklet to learn why smart growth is anything but smart. Henry doesn't just tell us the bad stuff. He has a plan for fighting and stopping the takedown of America. Order now. Send $7.50 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. It's sustainable freedom for me. Send $7.50 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
A moment from a founding father. Perpetual debt. Thomas Jefferson warned us of this. We must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. The U.S. lives on debt. Our fiat money is nothing more than IOUs, promissory notes. A genius crime. Over 100 years ago, Congress relinquished their duty to manage our economy and currency to a non-related government outsider, the Federal Reserve. Congress also decided to put the burden of income tax on we, the people. Life in America changed. Today, the taxes we pay are a substantial percentage of our personal incomes. The Federal Reserve controls the economy and currency by debt, and thus debt became accepted rather than rejected. Thomas Jefferson's warning, we must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. Rulers, D.C. occupiers, elected officials, career politicians, the two-party system is now a monopoly. Congress is corrupt. We, the people, must demand Congress to stop the perpetual debt. 202-224-3121. Make your voice heard.
I injured my neck in the late 1980s. My life changed with the pain and the spasms. Other than that, I was perfectly healthy, but pain kept me from resting. One doctor recommended an expensive pillow. It was cylinder-shaped. He told me I'd have to take the stuffing out because I was too small for it. I tried that pillow, and it didn't work. Through the years, I tried other pillows, and they might work for a short time, and I ended up pitching them out of bed. In December, my husband bought a MyPillow for me. I was skeptical for obvious reasons. I'm still using the MyPillow. It's a record. And I'm sleeping better and waking up feeling better. It didn't heal the neck from the injury, but it calmed the spasms. I personally endorse MyPillow. But don't buy it off the rack. Call them at 1-800-978-6168 or visit their website, MyPillow.com. They have a different feel consistency to fit your sleep style, belly, back, or side. MyPillow is a sponsor of CSC Talk Radio, but you have to use the promo code BethAnn. With a 60-day guarantee, there's nothing to lose. MyPillow.com. Promo code Beth Ann. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. Before I continue, we're going to go to Larry from Missouri. He wants to talk about the Constitution a little bit. Larry, what's on your mind?
Hi, Beth. Yeah, the leftist party there, they seem like they want to destroy the Constitution or rewrite it to their communist ways.
Well, you know, I'm not going to get...
not one nation. This is like a split of nation peoples, you know, with all these different parties and stuff.
Divide and conquer.
Yeah.
You know, because it's not just the left. I'd like to believe it was, but it's not. The right or the so-called conservatives, the Republican Party, they all write these crazy laws and legislation that go completely against the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and independence, you know, the Declaration of Independence. So you're absolutely right. They have ignored it completely.
Yeah. By the way, Cohen lied against Congress. He said he lied for Trump over 500 times. Last Wednesday when that Democrat lady asked him how many times he lied for Trump, and Cohen said over 500 times. Well, he took an oath of office to tell the truth, and now he lied over 500 times. That's unbelievable.
On my honor, I swear I will tell the truth this time.
Yeah.
Yeah, once a liar, you just can't believe. You know, that's just a fact of life once you have lost.
Obstruction of justice again.
Yeah, well, you know, they're still claiming that's Donald Trump's thing, is he's obstructed justice, but... All right, thank you, Larry. Appreciate it. Well, it says in this, Mike Small is telling us here, he's giving us a little advice. He says, rules to follow, walk away from people who put you down, walk away from fights that will never be resolved, and walk away from people who will never see your worth. The more you walk away from things that poison your soul, the healthier you will be. But what if you can't? Or it is your party. You have a bad influence within. Ask him or her to leave or have them escorted out. Hey, it's your party. And no one has a right to spoil the fun for everyone else. Why? We have to ask ourselves why. Why do we allow a Congress, left and right and in between, to legislate away our freedoms? To fight against a president just because they didn't want him in there. He goes on with advice here. We're not going to get into that. He gives some pretty good advice. But as the young man who started the Walk Away campaign, and as I mentioned to you last Friday, we have got to question everything. We can't just question me. You know, I love it when somebody says, I listen to you every day and I don't like you. Well, it says a little bit if you're going to listen to something you don't like, unless you're just doing it to get stirred. But when will we come together with our differences and make something positive out of them? That's what this young man was talking about. He wasn't talking about, I love Republicans. He loves this country. And he figured out he was being deceived. You know, once we figure that out, once we start questioning them and everything that they do, they'll still take it. Don't take it. The freer we're going to be. Well, John Wayne's in trouble. I guess you know that. Again, it was something he said taken completely out of context. And in a time when things were totally different than they are now. And they're wanting his name removed from an airport, the John Wayne Airport. And his son says, no, we're not going to do that. One comment taken out of context 30-some years ago does not make the man, does not define the man. But how he lived defined him. You know, they like to take things out of context. They talk about that in church, you know, taking a scripture out of context just to make it mean what you want it to mean. You have to read the whole thing to really get the message. So it's crazy times we live in. We have another... This is, you know, they're declaring it's very clear that President Donald Trump obstructed justice. The chairman of the House committee in charge of impeachment says the panel is requesting documents Monday from more than 60 people from Trump's administration, family and businesses, as part of a rapidly expanding Russia investigation. You know, it's come out. There is no evidence, but that's not going to stop them. They're going to continue investigations. Now, they will not stop. They, meaning Congress, they will continue to obstruct this president. He still has folks he's nominated for different positions that they won't even vote on. Whose responsibility is that? Well, it was Paul Ryan. Now it's Nancy Pelosi. Do you think anything's going to get done? Mitch McConnell? They're going to continue obstructing the president, denying this president any kind of respect or honor for his, even if you don't like the man, the position. And At what cost? Dollars and cents for you, the taxpayers, because you know they're not going to pay for these investigations out of their pockets. Their slush funds busy being taken care of for all their improprieties, their patent place there in Congress. It's absurd what we put up with. And why do we? What fools are we who cannot see the forest for the trees, as Mr. Fielder used to say. As the president claims that he's being harassed by the crazy Democrats, and I believe that he is. But why aren't the Republicans standing up and defending this president? Why aren't they taking the arrows that the Democrats and the liberals and the left and the media keep shooting at him? One thing this young man said on Levin last night, this president doesn't need it. He doesn't need this harassment. He doesn't need all this. So why is he putting up with it? He's a rich man. He's wealthy. He could be out doing whatever he wanted. But he's sitting in the White House. Attack after attack after attack after attack. Even if you hate him, you have to wonder why. Why is this man enduring this? He doesn't need it. Would you? We won't even write a letter. Will you write a letter? Just five letters from five different people, and they'll take it seriously. What is your passion? What is it you want Congress to stop doing or to start doing? Where have all our freedoms gone? Long time passing. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. When we come back, I have an announcement to make, and I have a request. And it's something I'm excited about. I'm keeping myself, you know, I'm not going to get too excited about it. But I've entered a contest, but I need you to help me. 877-895-5410 is the number to call, and we will be right back. With Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America, using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel. All that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way. 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for companies that stay with us through thick and thin and pain. Join us as we celebrate the companies who support this nation, support CSC Talk Radio. Our All American Market page hosts companies who are now affiliates and sponsors of CSC Talk Radio. My Pillow, McCall's Candles, Liberty Tabletop, and there's more to come. Whether you contact them via website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BethAnn. These companies have endured the economic storms of bad trade policies and U.S. regulations, and they have earned your business. They take pride in their products. So visit the new webpage, csctalkradio.com, and click on the All American Market button. That's csctalkradio.com, All American Market button. And always use the promo code BethAnn.
A good night's sleep is important to your all-over good health. In the past, I've tried numerous pillows, only to pitch them out of my bed in the middle of the night. Not the pillow for me. Down, pellets, memory foam, just didn't fit me. Then I tried My Pillow, and bingo, where have you been all my life? My neck, shoulders, and upper back relaxed and sleep without pain or spasms came. This is My Pillow because it fits me. My Pillow because it will fit you, your sleep style, your size. My Pillow fits you. But there's more. My Pillow, affordable, made in the USA, a 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. It is all about you. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code BethAnn. Give them a call at 1-800-978-6168. Invest in a good night's sleep for you. Invest in CSC Talk Radio. Invest in an American-made product. MyPillow.com, promo code BethAnn. Bring America home to a good night's sleep. We have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Now, the big announcement that I have entered a contest for a grant. FedEx is doing this for small businesses, and there are three different levels of winning. The first is $15,000, the second is $30,000, and the third, or the top, is $50,000. So I decided, well, what have we got to lose? We're going to enter this contest. We need new equipment. You know that. We've been struggling with getting the money in here just to pay the bills, more or less do the extras and pay for new equipment. So I've entered this contest, but I need your help to vote. Now, I know many of you don't like computers and you don't like the World Wide Web of Internet. But I need you to vote, and that's the only way you can vote. So you need to go to your local library or a friend or a neighbor, whichever the case may be. Right now, you can go to the FedEx contest, but I have a link on Facebook, on my personal page, and on the show page that'll take you straight to vote for me. And we are going today, we're going to try and get that same link put on the very front page of the website. Now, we've been having problems with the website. It's been a little quirky here lately, so we're going to try and get that done. But I need you to vote. You can vote once a day, every 24 hours, once a day. So up until the contest end, which is in April, once a day. And I'll have more information on that for you as we go. It's going to be used. I had to give an elevator pitch to them, and I had to write my story as to CSC Talk Radio, how it came to be. And then I had to tell them what I was going to use the money for. And the grant will be used for new computers, but first and foremost, new broadcasting equipment. And therefore, we are really hoping to get this done. You know, I'm anxious, but I'm not going to put all my eggs in one basket. So I also want to encourage you. You must, absolutely must, use my sponsors. When you do, thank them for sponsoring CSC Talk Radio. Give Melody Cedarstrom a call, 1-800-375-4188. Visit LibertyTabletop.com. That's LibertyTabletop.com. I don't have their phone number memorized like I do Melody's. and Power the Future. Those are the three main sponsors that I have right now. I also have the affiliate sponsors that are strictly, if you buy from them, they give me a little kickback. And those are the Made in America contributors. Made in America products and companies, and they are on my website. Well, they are on my website. I was going to say, we lost some of those things on the website, but they're still there. So back in the day when I was with Derry Brownfield, and I do mention that in my, as to why CSC Talk Radio is here, I wrote an article for him in every one of his newsletters called Thoughts from Best Desk. And back in April of 2009, now I really thought this was way before then. So when we were looking for it today through all the hard copies, I told Rudy, it'll be before 2008. Well, I was wrong. And we found it. It was in April of 2009 that I wrote this. And it's Where Have All the Freedoms Gone? So when Michael sent that to me this weekend with the writings, the rewriting of a song that some other gentleman had done, it immediately brought to mind mine. And I'm really considering, you know, I'm writing these books. I've got two books I've started on, and I've, you know, a lot of people ask about my articles, and some of them are timely. You know, they're talking about a specific thing that was happening back in that time. So we'll just see what we get with that. I may create a booklet that has all these articles in it. But I wrote this back in April of 2009, so it would have been in the first year of President Barack Obama. We have a generation or two who have bought into the idealism of socialist government, believing we can be all things to all people. We have fallen away from the original intent established by and fought for by our founding fathers and patriots of old. Our president, in his lack of wisdom and understanding, declared on foreign soil that we are not and never have been a Christian nation. He was wrong. We were established as such and for such, and because our founding fathers believed in a religious freedom, those who have none or have beliefs outside the Christian faith were allowed to enjoy freedom, as we used to know it in the United States of America. Without a Christian foundation upon which our country was founded, there is no freedom, and there is no liberty. A generation ago, a song was sung in protest to a war, a freedom previously fought for by many, titled, Where Have All the Flowers Gone? I have rewritten the words to slant the meaning toward our losses as a free people. I hate movies with sad endings, so I added a little verse at the end to call patriots to action. And here's what it says. Where have all our freedoms gone? They're quickly passing. Where have all our freedoms gone? Far, far away. Where have all our freedoms gone? Politicians took them one by one. When will we ever learn? When will we ever learn? Where's our Constitution gone, long time passing? Where's our Constitution gone from long ago? Where's our Constitution gone? Our freedoms depend on it, you know. When will we ever learn? When will we ever learn? Where has our homeland gone? Long time passing. Where has our homeland gone? Was it so long ago? Where has our homeland gone? National forest for everyone. When will we ever learn? When will we ever learn? Where has our republic gone? Long time passing. Where has our republic gone? Long time ago. Where has our republic gone? To the two-party democracy for everyone. When will we ever learn? When will we ever learn? Where have all our patriots gone? Long time passing. Where have all our patriots gone? Long, long ago. Where have all our patriots gone? They fought for freedoms one by one. When will we ever learn? When will we ever learn? Where have all our freedoms gone? Patriots, be recognized. Where's our Constitution gone? Patriots, arise. Where has our homeland gone? Patriot soil, be not denied. Republic has finally learned. This republic will stand firm. Pray to God for wisdom. This nation will reflect God once again. That we all must learn. True liberty comes from Him. And as I say to you, patriots, arise and be wise and bring America home. Silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honor. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
CSE Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSE Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSE Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures, and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.